What do you miss about it now that you've been away for just over a year?
I guess, what do I miss? I guess the main thing on that is the people that you worked with. You build some very good relationships. And I think part of the success, I guess, of the Bloomfield is the people that the company had employed. They employed experienced people, people with skills and knowledge, and that skills and knowledge was put into practice to basically make the company what it is today and get it to where it is today. And I think that's something that within maybe bigger organisation tends to get lost because of the size of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Bloomfield being a smaller organisation, a lot of that was sort of information filtered through to other people and people within the organisation.
I can tell there's a real passion for what you did for Bloomfield.
My mother was always, you know, education is will open doors for you in terms of life. So, you know, go to school. And we'd drive up and down the highway and she always used to say, you'd see a stop and go man. And she said, if you don't study at school, that's what you'll end up. And I'll probably go back to that, is that in my career with Bloomfield, I took great pleasure in being able to go back to my mum and say, look, mum, I did all the study, I went to university, and now I've got my stop and go badge as part of my requirements as an environmental officer, well, as part of the company. So that was a little aside that was very good to be able to go back to mum.